Terry Boyd's World, starring Terry Boyd.
It was the seediest, most disgusting thing I think I've ever done.
And Jeets.
I can taste the gin. What part of this is Ricky?
Terry Boyd's World, mornings, 92.3 KGON.
Aaron, I'm sure what I'm about to tell you may offend some, and that's okay. You've got a voice. 503-498-9923. I'm not trying to offend you, and I'm not trying to make you angry. I'm just giving you the hard truth. That's someone who cares about you.
Okay. I'm bracing myself.
Yesterday, Hollywood greenlit a sequel to the Goonies movie, starring all of the original players in that movie. Sean Astin, Josh Brolin, Corey Feldman, Jeff Cohen, and Ki-Hui Kwan all have signed on for this project. I say no, no, no! And I'll tell you why. It's never going to live up to it. No sequel ever does. And that for us here in Oregon, that is the movie that everyone goes, got to go to the Goonie house. Goonies, what a great movie. Put on a super high pedestal.
Right.
This piece of garbage, it doesn't matter how good it is, it's always not
It's already
gonna,
a piece of garbage.
That's all sequels are a piece of garbage.
Well, first off, that's not true. There's plenty of great sequels.
Name one.
Oh, my goodness. Well, like, you know, the Batman trilogy. What was the second one? With Heath Ledger and the Joker.
See, I disagree because they used different Batman and it was a different movie.
No, it was all Christian Bale was in all three. It was the same director and everything.
See, you're trying to trick me, and I'm going to give you something because you know I don't like those kind of movies. So I'm going to tell you where all this nonsense started. It started with Steven Seagal. Steven Seagal made a great movie called Above the Law.
Oh, my God, and then, Steven Seagal.
And then they tried to come back with a sequel called Hard to Kill, followed by another movie called Marked for Death. Then they did it 56 more times. It was the same movie over and over.
Yeah, Steven Seagal made one movie a bunch of times for sure. So the original cast comes back, but they're all old now, right?
I don't know. Is it gonna be one of those Joe Pesci thing when they made him look young?
Is Corey Feldman gonna show up and like act like he's 13 years old? Is Sloth like 82 years old now? He has diabetes because he's eating so many baby Ruth. See, he had to amputate one of his legs.
See, you're making my point for me. That's what I'm saying. It's like, you could take a lot of movies, and look, they've done it. Taken. The first Taken was fantastic. The rest of them sucked. John Wick, the original, fantastic.
What are you
worse
talking about? You love all the John Wick movies.
I don't. I only love the first one. I told you, man. The two other ones.
You are changing your opinion to serve your narrative.
I am not changing my opinion to serve the narrative. I told you, man. John Wick 3 had too much killing. It had not enough dialogue. I mean, there's a fine balance in there. My point being is because we live here in Oregon, Pacific Northwest, Southwest Washington, Goonies is probably the biggest, most recognized movie that was filmed here, right? That everybody goes to, oh yeah, Goonies, 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 Goonies. It's put up on a pedestal, like a lot of things we remember. If they try to make a sequel to this movie.
Well, the first movie doesn't stop to exist and doesn't have the fanfare and the cult-like following that it has established.
It's sullied.
You believe that?
I do. I mean, if they put out a piece of garbage, I think it ruins.
So they come out with Goonies 2, they're going to stop showing up to the house in Astoria?
I think so. I think that there could be a... Look, maybe for people living in Astoria, they're rooting for it because they want some peace and quiet.
Yeah, maybe they're bankrolling.
Yeah, they want some peace and quiet. I don't know.
They go, we want Corey Feldman to have 96% of the lines.